Hello, everybody. This is Bill Slater welcoming all of you to Luncheon at Sardi's on this beautiful Saturday noontime here in the midst of May. And it's a gay scene at Sardi's today, as I have with me another guest representing you listeners. We're going table hopping from table to table to visit and talk and chat with the celebrities of Broadway and of the amusement world who are here in very good number this afternoon. You know, this is famed old Sardi's on 44th Street in Manhattan, just a heartbeat off of Times Square, where all the celebrities gather, the celebrities of the theater and the stage. And my guest today, representing you people at home, is a lady who has written me a very interesting letter saying why she'd like to be my guest for luncheon at Sardi's. And incidentally, that could happen to you if you'll write me an interesting letter. And based on what you've said, you may be invited, too, to come here and visit with these interesting personalities at Sardi's. But now let's meet this young lady. She comes from up in the Bronx, and her name is Miss Susan Shane. We're awfully glad to have you here today, Susan.
I'm glad to be here.
I think you're going to have a good time.
I hope so.
Would you like to take, when we get going from table to table, your menu along with you so that you can have these nice people autograph it for you as a memento of your visit to Sardi's?
That would be a good idea.
I think it's a good idea, too. What do you do, Miss Shane?
I'm assistant purchasing agent at the Saxon Paper Products Company.
Oh, well, that's an odd kind of an occupation for a woman, isn't it?
No, I have a woman boss, and she's one of the loveliest persons that I know.
Well, good. I'm glad that you... That was a nice plug to the boss. I hope she's listening.
Well, maybe it'll mean a raise for me.
Oh, fine, fine. Always an angle. Well, I'm interested in your letter because you told me that you were busy during the week and that Saturdays were your only opportunity to get out and visit around, and that you, being a devotee of the theater and the stage, you've seen a lot of plays, haven't you?
I have, yes, like everybody else.
Yeah, well, that's one of the grand things about living in New York. And the fact that this is the only day you'll have a chance to visit with these nice people is what made me invite you today, Miss Shane. So you grab that menu, and I see you already have a hold of it, and I'll strap on my harness here, which puts this microphone right here, and you talk into it right there when we get going. And we're first going to cross over here to this table where that very distinguished-looking gentleman is seated. And he is really one of the tremendous names in the field of amusement and entertainment. He's Mr. George Hammett of Atlantic City, of the Hammett Pier and the Great Steel Pier at Atlantic City. And then looking across, I see we have Gene Tye, the famous radio singer over there, and a couple of outstanding composers. Irving Fields and Pinky Herman are here, and Pamela Britton, the movie actress, and the stage star Bambi Lynn, and a lot of other interesting people. So I guess we're just about over to Mr. Hammett's table now. If you'll just slide in and take that seat there, I think he'll be glad to let us visit with him a little while. How are you, Mr. Hammett?
Well, Bob, I'm very fine, thank you.
Well, it's good to see you again, you know. I don't think I've seen you since we had 20 questions down at the New Jersey State Fair last fall, isn't that right?
That's right, when the cows were mooing and the pair was getting ready to go with a big spurge.
Those are the greatest coast-to-coast moos. You ever heard 20 Questions, Miss Shane?
I have, and I enjoy it very much.
Well, Mr. Hammett awarded us a little prize at the New Jersey State Fair last year, and so we took the 20 Questions program down there, and the cows mooed all the way through the program, and people couldn't hear me, and they thought it was a great program.
Did you win a cow?
I didn't win a cow at all, but I won a nice piece of a cow. Well, Mr. Hammett, how are things at Atlantic City this year?
Well, frankly, right now, looking out this window with this beautiful sunshine makes me very lonesome for Atlantic City. We're preparing for what we consider is going to be the record-breaking year at Atlantic City. It's lovely down there. Everybody's sprucing up and painting up, and, of course, down at Steel Pier, where we really expect to do big things this year, being our 50th anniversary.
Oh, this is your Golden Jubilee.
Golden Jubilee, and believe me, it's going to be golden, we feel, and we're ready for it. We're going to paint the pier in gold. We're having tremendous amount of changes made there, and incidentally, Bill, we have a tremendous exhibit coming in by General Motors.
Oh, yeah.
General Motors are bringing in what they consider will be their most elaborate exhibit, which will be on Steel Pier, opening next Wednesday.
Well, you live on one of the piers down there, don't you?
Well, I live on Hammer's Million Dollar Pier, the wonderful old home of Captain Young's, number one Atlantic Ocean.
That's your address?
That's the address, number one Atlantic Ocean.
That's a unique address.
May I drop in sometime?
You can drop in.
You mean Atlantic Ocean or number one Atlantic
Ocean? No, number one.
Thank you.
Where was the origination of this idea of having amusement piers, Mr. Hammett?
Well, it goes back some 75 years, they tell me, and the first pier that was built down there was built about 90 years ago.
Well, were the first amusement piers in the world built in Atlantic City?
Well, they were mostly fishing piers and receiving ships that originally started the piers, and they added a few concessions, and occasionally they had some riding devices, and that made them think of the idea of amusement. But until the steel pier was built 50 years ago, there was no real big amusement. The Steel Pier now, as you know, is the outstanding amusement establishment in the world today.
That's right.
Housing 5 theaters, a big stadium, half a mile over the ocean, seating 5,000 people.
Good.
A ballroom that plays the biggest band in America.
You've been there, Miss Shane?
Yes, quite some time ago.
I've been there quite often, and I love it. It's a wonderful place.
They hang over the rafters, as they go, when they hear Vaughn Monroe or Tex Bennett or some of those famous bands we get each week.
Do you still have the swell old stunts out there on the pier, like the embalmed whale and the horse that high dives into the ocean?
Well, we've brought in some new ones. We have some of them, but we believe in bringing something new and something different. This year, for example, we're duplicating the famous Ringling Brothers and bringing in a lot of new features, the steel pier. Our official opening is on June the 18th. In fact, my son, George Jr., who no doubt is listening to this wonderful program, was supposed to be here.
He's a nice guy.
With all his...